Simkut Sadek Vav Sif Aleph Hafsek Tyra Zayin Bedikas. Okay, so Stein is Tiga Hafsek Tyra with Bedikas in Zainikiyam. So just there are some parts which are a little confusing, so maybe Masada a little bit, then we'll go through both of this again. In the whole bunch of cases you have to work out. You have to work out the regular case when the lady sees a whole bunch of days and now she wants to do Hafsek Tyra and Mech Dachik. It's a Mekedin, it's a Chumrah. There's a case which Gemara discusses where a lady sees one day. That's the stuff of the Gemara. It looks like Mayim Pasuach. Whether, what's the luck in that case? And then there's a third case which Tosfos discusses that you saw 5 days, but you happen to see that day. Maybe the luck is going to be different. Fine. So let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Zakta Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shlufi Shabbatayim in the Mincha Lamayla, Hari Zu Bechesas Tmei. Zakta Rabbi Yehuda, somebody's not mafresh in the Mincha Lamayla, it's going to be the cheskas tmeya. Chom say that what even the second day li dasa batko matzah tera ben esmashes le frisho lachazan batko matzah tmeya harizu the cheskas tera is like the chomim. The chom say even on the second day it's going to be good. So shittas Rashi is that we have 3 shittas in the Mishnah. Tanakama says on the 7th day chakras works, the 2nd day it doesn't. Review the holes even on the 7th day, Shachar's not going to work. You have to win the Shmashis and the button hole even on the 2nd day. Let's start the Huda and move on to our button. What's the Huda? The Huda is you always have to do a Bedika in a Shmashis Medical of Maila. What's the reason why Bedika Shachar's is no good? So the Pasim Shite is the Huda holds that since you're seeing and you must, she's a Nida, she's Aser, therefore always Chayshish that you can see again. And if I do have Sektar in the morning, it's not enough of a proof to say that I stopped because maybe I saw it in the afternoon, maybe I saw it at night, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bedikas Shachris is not going to, Bedikas Shachris is not going to be good. What do you need according to Rabbi Yehuda? When do you need a Bedika? So the Gemara, what's the lesson of Mishnah? The Mincha Lamayla. It's a Mincha Lamayla. So first is, which Mincha Lamayla is you have to do a Bedika? So as I'm saying, which Mincha do you need? What? Besides, brings down min mincha kana ulamayla. That this man is to be from mincha kana ulamayla. I saw they bring down the sheet of Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, "What's the lomdis min mincha? Why isn't that work for mincha?" It's a question. I do after mincha. So maybe I saw 5 seconds later after mincha. Why is that enough of a raya after mincha? So the Ra'ah says, "What? That what?
What's it
help to do? Right. What's it? The Ra'ah says a nusach that." Since Roiv of the day is passed by and we see that she's not seeing, therefore it's safe to assume that we're good and she's not going to see again. So the Baal Shulchan points out that according to Shita Zera'ah, which Mincha we're going to be talking about? Mincha Gedayla. Because he just, the Vard is, once you have Roiv of the day, then it's going to be good. And therefore, it'll be from Mincha Gedayla. The Mishnah, Achrein, the Mishnah also says, Mincha means Mincha Gedayla. And doesn't mean Mincha Gedayla. According to the Beis Yosef, Mincha means Mincha Gedayla. What's he said? He said it is, once most of the days pass by, 3/4 of the way pass by, then you say that's far, Mishnah again is too early, it's not going to be okay. Now, Rashi's a little bit of a problem. What's the lesson? Rashi says, Yehuda filo b'dika shachris lo yimitar an mafresh ben ha-shmashis. Lo shmashis has to be mafresh ben ha-shmashis. Now the shmashis Rashi is that the point is not mincha, you have to do it ben ha-shmashis. Ben ha-shmashis is much later than mincha time. Lo shmashis is going to be shkia time. That's when ben ha-shmashis starts. The lesson of the Mechaber is the Bedika Zuriti is Sombuch Levena Shemashis. It should be close to Bena Shemashis. It should be close by Bena Shemashis. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Nosef that he's in Daik and Rashi. It's a little bit of a problem. The Mishnah says Mincha. Rashi says Bena Shemashis. What's the Seridavar? So let's say the Seridavar is that at some we would like the Bedika to be close to Bena Shemashis and Shkia slash Seis as possible. Why? Because Baita. What are we trying to get over here? We're trying to get that we know that she's not seeing again. So if he decides to do it in the morning, it's no good, maybe see you again. I don't know what you do. It's preferably the closest you get to being as much as that really is the best thing to do. And the closer you are, the better you are. So So therefore, that's why Rashi says Bein HaShemashas, that's the Lashon Mechaber. Samech LeBein HaShemashas, because really we want to get the closest to Shkia and Seis as possible. Why is the Lashon Rav Yehuda Menachal Maila? So he wants to maybe, you know, basically like Gemara Brachas, that Rav Yehuda holds, when does it turn night? From Plag. That's the Rishinus of Rav Yehuda. So according to that, Plag is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. So Menachal Maila already, you're in the, you know, you're within an hour already, you're close to the Zman of, you're close to the Zman of Seis HaChavim. Shaken, according to us, we hold, because night at night, at Shkia, Seis HaChavim, wherever it is, so therefore it should be as close as possible as Shkia as possible, because we want it to be the Nekuza Dabras. We want it to, because what we look at, we're trying to do Machzik, they stop seeing, we're not going to see again. Therefore, the closer you are tonight, the better for you are, and therefore that's why the Mechavis is Lashon, Somech Abin HaShemash, that's really the most ideal time for one to go ahead and do it. How long is it? Darko Shunga says, half hour, hour, we have to give a person time, and therefore this should be closer. So, right, the Iker Adin, you can do for Mechik Tana, better to make it closer. What do you say? Yeah. No, it's not Mechidah, not. Say, right, Mechidah is not Mechidah, not Mechidah. What? What do you say? There's a mile, right. So it gets to the, that's what Rashi's saying, Ben Hashemash, there's a mile to do it closer. Mashenkein, rather from Mechidah, it's going to be okay, fine. That's it, it's a Mechidah. What's the Chachamim? So Rashi says, two sheets of Chachamim. Tanakam goes, 7 day, B'tikah Shachas works, 2nd day, it doesn't work. What's the pshat in the Tanakama? So if you do it on the 7th day, we say it works. On day 6, if I do it in the morning, it's no good. So on day 6, it's no good. Why is it no good? If you do it in Shacharis, going to Tanakama, what's the reason why? Because the Chesh is going to see again. So what changes now on day 7? Why on day 7 does the Shacharis work? So you have to say, come out that that's the point where most people stop. And therefore, if I do on Yom Zion in the morning already, Minastam, it's enough after time, we're not chushes that you're going to see again. Mashenke in the 3rd sheet of holds. Rabbanan Basra, if you're Bashani, Rabbanan Basra holds that what? That even on your Mshani, it's okay to do a Bdika Shacharis, because once you're Muchsik, that you're not going to see. Once you do after time, we're not chushes that you're going to see, you're not going to see again. Not, right?
But
how would
that help?
Should
you wait until
6? 6 minutes. One time, according to that. Okay, so this is asking a very important question. Then why, if I do, according to Tanakhama, if I do day 4 at night, it works. Day 5 in the morning is no good. So why is that so? Like, what happened? So the answer is that once I'm off at the end of the day, then I'm done, and we have a chazaka that I stop seeing, and this day is done, it's considered like a sphira. So then we don't have to be worried about the next day that I'm going to go ahead and see. Because you have to be mafsik. Hepsar is a mafsik, then the day I'm not seeing, and I'm a chazak, and now that I'm not seeing. So once I do a sphere at the end of the day, and we see I'm not seeing, so we're not chushing me and say, now I started and seeing. If I do a bdik in the morning, so you say, okay, just get them in the morning. I don't know that today I stopped. Then I'm going to start again. You have to chush and see again. But once you mafsik, safely, I can see that day is counted, like suffer. It's mafsik. So we're not chushing from the next day, and I'm going to see again. And once I have a chazak, you have a chazak. Maybe it also, you can do anything. And the Chachamim would just be Maz B'Tanakam. There's only Chachamim Rav Yehuda, and there's only Chachamim Rav Yehuda, and they're just the Chachamim would be Maz B'Tanakam. Betzem, we don't have 2 sheetahs over here, and not 3 or /4 sheetahs. Now the Gemara is a Suffolk. What's going to be a halacha on day 1? You see, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1. Shisha, Chamishi, Rivi, Shisha, Nimayam, Leishna, Rishon, Leishati, Tish,
Tisha Shosh Alti, Alti Kula Mechesis Tumma came.
He says it's a mistake that I ask, because all the Mechesis Tumma we say Kunda Pasak Pasak, but we also say Pasak Pasak, the Karm, myself, at the beginning, Halok Sumayim Pesuach. The reason why I didn't ask on day one means that if you just saw that day, and now you want to, so one day, you want to go ahead and do Hafsak Tirite. So over there, I didn't ask. Why didn't I ask? Because over there, it's Chuksuk Mayim Pesuach. Since Chuksuk Mayim Pesuach, therefore, that's the reason why I didn't ask. So what's the Pshan Chuksuk Mayim Pesuach? The Pshan Pshan Chuksuk Mayim Pesuach is that if you see one day, you're seeing already, it's not normal for a lady to stop that day. Being that's not normal for a lady to stop that day, so your Chuksuk that you're going to see again, therefore, for sure won't work. There's some Seif of Santas in Santa Mahalach, he says that, I don't understand. She didn't have a gasha. So, if she had a gasha, we know she saw it. She didn't have a gasha, so it's pretty safe to assume that she didn't see. She did not have a gasha. What happened? She didn't dig in the morning. And she didn't feel any bothered anymore the rest of the day. So she didn't have a gasha. So she didn't have a gasha, so then why? What are we worried about over here? She didn't see. What's the Hoksuk Mayim Pasuk? Come on, Shach. If she had a gosh, she saw. If she didn't have a gosh, she didn't see. So, what are we in Chushish over here? And wasn't Hoksuk Mayim Pasuk? So, this is a Murdek trying to get this. He says that a lady who's Hoksuk Mayim Pasuk, you open up and see by a gosh, even the dam which she said that day, Shaloi by a gosh, is Mimamish a real Tomo? Because it's a Hemshech of the original opening. And therefore, everything you see that day, even though it's not by a gosh, major, right?
Even the other days also?
No, it's only Hoksuk Mayim Pesuach Yom Rishon, only first day. What do you say? The only Hoksuk Mayim Pesuach on the first day, I think we're saying. They're saying that it opened up that day to see. And anything you see afterwards, even if it's Shaloi Bar Gosha, that's really down, which is telling me the Raisa. And therefore, the Pesuch Shai, I think we're saying, Hoksuk Mayim Pesuach is Agashah Levedei, that we saw a couple times last night. It's constantly Agashah Levedei. But he wants to say that the Sedadav is that he said it of is that we say that over here, Chidushik is some Seifa on the Gemara.
Why should we be expecting a Hargosha? She had a Psychis on the car,
no. So he's saying since there was a Psychis on the car, so anything which comes out that day, that's Tommy with the right thing without Hargosha. That's what that's the Chidush is saying. Since you're Hoksuk Mayim Pesuach.
The same Hargosha from before.
But Makar opened up where she was like shaking when the blood came out. So now, anything which came out, because of that, so then that's the hemshich of that. Anyone say that's going to be our God? It's a bit of it. The pasuk of something more is that since she's hoksuk to see, therefore we're koishish, you saw her and she felt it and she didn't notice it, she didn't pay attention, and therefore we can't assume that's going to be. Yeah. So, the Gemara says, that on day one he didn't ask to EC Shalei Agash. Agash.
The
Raja passes on. We'll come back to this. Okay, so let's just start with Hefzikai Mertofik, then we'll go with this case. The Rush brings down that you should do a. You should massacre a type in a Shmashis. It says, after Achshi Yisuk Adam Timigat Sme Yafi Yafi, Bidika Zutib and Shmashis, Biyam Shatisuk and Luris, Tibish Telek Abadakot. The day we should have seen, you should go ahead and do Bidika. So the question is, who sheet is the Rush calling? The Rush has a way you should do Bidika b'men ha'shmashes, and the Shaila is, where is that shtir? According to, it sounds like she's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shachar is no good, and you have to do Minu Pelamayla. According to the Tanna Kamma, Shachar is worse. So the Rush is a tremendous Pella. Now how could the Rush say you have to do Bidika Samach b'men ha'shmashes? According to our Mishnah Pashas, Bidika Shachar is worse. And why do you have to go ahead and do Bidika b'men ha'shmashes? Near the Rabbeinu, Rosh Seva Bezium, Tisus Seva Diminish Mashes, Kervi Huda Masisan, Sala Huda Mishisan. The question is, how could it be that Yehuda is passing a shidichi? So the Zaysa says, the Rosh like Kozakim Sakalacha, the Rosh is not saying him Sakalacha, the Rav, the Milsa is saying, good, nice Jewish thing to do. I feel man the Sava have Sikha Ben Misha Namisaki, Bidiga Shachris, even if you hold Bidiga Shachris works, is masking that it's better to do Bidiga Ben Shmashas. Why? Because, right, what's Bidiga Shachris telling you? Bidiga Shachris burned down, I'm telling you, that's good enough to tell you that I'm done, and therefore it's Hafsakara even later on. Definitely better and more ideal to go ahead and do a Bidika later on. So therefore, Zuck the Beisaysif, that when the Rosh is saying to do Bidika later on, he's not passing Rav Yehuda, he's saying the Ratzach of the Musa is a good thing to do, and therefore that's the reason why he should do Bidika min HaMincha HaMayla.
But after
Ben HaMincha, if you do Bidika Shachris, you don't do Ben Shmashas, maybe it can be good. Because that's where she just kind of come and she's Rabbi Yehuda, and just doing the Chachila thing to do.
From a doctor 7 days?
First test is not do a 7 day.
Sounds like.
No, then do a 7 day. The what? The three sheets, right? Then he has another side to say that maybe according to the Kama, maybe Mishviloi boy b'tikim in the Shmashes, Apostle Shayam boy b'tikim in the Shmashes. Maybe it's going like the Shita holds that Dafki Yom Mishvi doesn't need b'tikim in the Shmashes, but the rest of the days do need b'tikim in the Shmashes, like that. What? Mikra Dina, that only Yom Mishvi doesn't, only Yom Mishvi we say only b'tikim in the Shmashes, but the rest of the days needs b'tikim in the Shmashes. So therefore, because of that, he says, always go ahead and do Ben Shmashas, because who say you do Bidika Yom Shvi? You do Bidika on day 6. Day 6 would go ahead and you would need Bidika Ben Shmashas to make our deal. Then he brings down the Rajba that, now Toiv the Lashon Rajba, the Rajba says, Mayoku Divi Rajba, how precious is the Rajba, which says the person says, Yimel, and basically, each of the decades, you have Sektai, and Lechdochik, Shanko Ben Shmashas, Zubidika Matsim, Deko Safik. I can't explain it. That the basis is I really like the lesson of Raj. Raj says that do it in Mech Dochik Ben Hashemashas, because that takes out all Sveikas, and therefore that's a very good thing to do. So, before we get to Shoknach, pass some of the Gemara which come out. If you do Bidika in the morning, who should we pass him like? The Chamin, which should be good. That should be the Pashas. Comes on the promise, we have a Rosh. Which says it should be Bidika Ben Hashmashas. In fact, the Beis Yisrael can pass on Yehuda. He says maybe it's the Rav Chulin Mosa, which means nice, good thing to do. Try it, go for it. And everyone, even though I wonder, Master Yehuda is going to be better, or maybe it's going to the Shita that depends on day six or day seven. Mechdochich is extension of that. Not only going like Yehuda, we're taking this stuff right. Yehuda holds Mincha Ma'ala will be good. Does say you have to need Mechdochich. Mechdochich is a chumrah on top of that, that have a Mechdochich open in the smashes, and that gets you out of everything.
Is that a separate Bidikah?
What do you say? The what? We're going to have to discuss that when we see the Chavis Das. Okay, look at it. What? Separate Bidikah, not separate Bidikah. Here it sounds like you just put the Mechdochich in, and that will take care of everything. You do not need a Bidikah. We're going to have to discuss why nowadays you do a Bidikah, you have to do a Bidikah. But I'll call upon him. So just in the Chesmon Dover, there's Iker Adin should be Bidika Shachris works. We're being choishes to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because even Tanakam holds a good thing to do like Rabbi Yehuda. And Mechdochik is a chumra on top of that. So let's start with the Lashon Shachar Mechdochik, and then we'll go to the back of Sektaira. Lashon Shachar is Loyalim Yilam Adam B'Tech Beisei, Shebedekes B'Hav Sektaira Mechdochik. You should do Bidika Mechdochik. Shesham Kobe Neshmash, Zu Bidika Mechdochik Kel Safik. This is a Bidika which takes you out of all Safik. So Lashon, Aruch Shulchan's by the Lashon. Oilim Yilam Adam B'Tech Beisei, you should teach in your house. Like, it's probably a little bit about this Lashon, like an ancient Lashon. You should teach in your house. But Aruch Shulchan says that the way of teaching in your house is that this is only a Chumrah. It's not a Mekar Din. It's a good thing to do, but you have to make sure they understand it's only a Chumrah, because every Chumrah, if you don't know the context of it, every Chumrah B'Dakah comes to Leikula. And therefore, Mechdochik is only a chumrah ba'almi, because Mikra Din is like Tanakama, Yehuda, Eshlef too, and only be a big chumrah. Therefore, it's important to remember, Mechdochik is a chumrah. It's good chumrah to do, it's worth not Shulchan Aruch, but it's a chumrah. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is a lady who has makas, who has scratches. So a person has scratches, meichdochik is the best way to get a scratch. And yeah, you're keeping there ever 18 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever, and keeping there. We'll discuss that, and keeping the minion. But you keep it around there, especially just walking around. If a lady who has prone to scratches, meichdochik, not for sure, but probably will give you a scratch. And if any lady who has a history of having scratches, just forget about meichdochik. And don't bother doing it for very long time. After you have a scratch. A lady after birth, never do meichdochik. Because after birth is very, very dry and very, very common to get scratches. So therefore, after birth, skip the meichdochik. It's not kedai. And if you end up doing meichdochik, you probably have to do mayim bedikas, which is much worse. And therefore you should not.
How long?
What do you say?
How long?
At least 6 months. Let's first see if you get all 14 bedikas, and then we'll talk about meichdochik. When you're at the point you're doing all 14 bedikas, then we can discuss it. But till then, don't bother doing it. So the lady is not doing meichdochik then today. A lot of people don't do meichdochik because of that. After birth, you don't do it for 6 months. Six months a year. If you get scratches, which a lot of ladies get scratches, it's a very normal thing. When? After birth?
No, because
stop. So that was in Sardala. What's the...
We're going to discuss
that's the next thing I'm going to learn about. Vidika's Mitzham.
Okay.
And if a lady forgets my Chdoch, great, come shake it off. I forgot my Chdoch, what do I do? Nothing. Goodbye. Okay, that's
all 14
bedikas. All 14 bedikas come from Chomer. Yes, Moich is a Chomer, right? See in the sugi, right? According to Tanakama, Vida, whatever. The Gemara doesn't mention Meichdochik, right? Where's it come from? The sugi before the Rashi came along. If I was the Rashi, and I just came along and said do Meichdochik, you'd be like, you made that up. It's the Mali Ben Shmash. It's a tremendous Chomer, and like Aruch Hashem says, teach it for Chomer, and it's not going to make it. Fine. So now. If it's Yafa, you do it, but it doesn't say do it. It's like in the
context. The Gemara is referencing that
it would be a good thing to do, but it doesn't sound like not telling you to do it.
Right.
Not telling you to do it. Right. Okay, now, when the Gaya, that's not sectarian. When's that? That's have to be. Zakta to the Mechaber. Mechaber says that if you see 2 or 3 days, Paschaliris, the Yoicha Pesekis, Kisigvatira, it should be Samacha Bein Hashemashis. It should be close to Bein Hashemashis. How close to Bein Hashemashis, like I mentioned before, Neker de Min Chaktana is good enough. Better to make it closer to Bein Hashemashis, like the Chishon says, half hour, that should be Samach, in order, it's better, we're looking more ideally to get closer to Samach of Bein Hashemashis. But two things. Number one, don't make it too late. Why? A couple of reasons. Two reasons why. One reason why you shouldn't make it too late is if it's no good and you want to do another half sektaira, so we're going to see in the sugya that you're supposed to wait in between bedikas. If you do a bedika and then you want to do a bedika a second later, so it's all needed. How long you have to wait, and it's a problem if you don't wait. So therefore, don't start your half sektaira 10 minutes before shkia, and then it's no good and you don't have time. Therefore, it's kedai, you should start, you have enough time to do two, at most 3 tries. So you should give yourself enough time. Therefore, don't cut it too close. Also, if you cut it too close, if you shoot for half hour and things don't run schedule, it ends up being lachats, and then you get close to shkia, do it, that you're calm, and that should go first, as opposed to giving some mail off samach to the point where your wife is calm to do it. Obviously, your wife has to go somewhere, so do it from the chaktana. I mean, if you're going somewhere, you're not getting home, and just do it from the chaktana. But if not,
You would do that the whole day?
No, Minchaktan. Right now we say
Minchaktan. From Minchaktan, I know, I'm just 4 or 5.
How many bedikas you can do?
Yeah.
That's like, in terms of how many bedikas you do, it's just, I never recommend more than 2 or 3 hefsekairas. Why? Because there was once a lady brought, she brought 44 hefsekairas. The first 3 were good, and after that they were no good. Why? Because she got a maka. Scratch yourself, give up the left, you can scratch yourself. So, and that happens all the time. People do call it satiris, first couple are good, next one's no good. So, don't do more than 2 or 3. If you're bleeding, you're bleeding. So wait another day. And it's not good to more, than to do more than two or three on Snyder. So if you're sure if you're doing a moich, forget it, don't do that. But that's how I mentioned before, moich is a chumai. Most times, I want to do a moich 2 days in a row also. Very hesitant. They ask a shayla about that, but very hesitant. The first thing in moich was no good, so the second day I'm very hesitant people doing moich 2 days in a row because it's very scared to get scratches. And if you do it for 2 days in a row, right, the test shayla, it's called concentration. Many times I make off. It's not.
What does it mean hesitant? Someone
say?
Calls out.
So, how old is she? She's 38, she never got a scratch. Go for it, do a moich. She's 22, and whatever. But that, I was telling you that. I was telling you that situation. Okay. So, Zaktum seems to be Samach Beish. Another reason why she shouldn't be too close to the Shita is the Urayim. When the Gay Shabbos, she brings down that the Shabbos when is Ben Hashemash Beish. Before Shkia, after Shkia, Shabbos brings down the Reish Samchalaf. That's Gedai to be Machin Shita's Urayim. The Ben Hashemash starts before Shkia. And Ben Hashemash starts before Shkia. So, therefore, 20 minutes, half hour before Shkia is already considered Ben Hashemash. It's really between 13 to 18 minutes. But therefore, that's why it shouldn't be too close. That's a Mila. And then there's all the raid about with the Shkia Sameisher. With the Shkia with, how to figure out Shkia. Do you figure out Shkia where you are on the ground floor? In Shalayim, everything's on mountains, right? Top Sashem Chavet, Vam Sashem Chavet. Top Arnof, Vam Arnof. When Shkia is going to be, might be different because by the time, when you're higher up, the sun... You see it go down later. So there's a whole shayla. Do you go bus to one place in the city? You go bus to each. You go bus to each apartment. The joke is when the neighbor goes to Chavez, and I goes, Chavez. So get to these is why you shouldn't cut it too close. Like bottom knuckle. So make it then. I say half hour is the best, most ideal time to do it. About you can do from the Chitana. And by don't cut it too close, we're going to have to cut it, we'll have to discuss next year. What? It's the best time. Mincha Ketana, half hour is the best time. Mincha Chila, the Vadik do Mincha Ketana. I'm saying don't cut it too close because you can get yourself into a shayla. You can get yourself into a shayla. Bidi Yaved. Let's say someone did Bidika Shacharis. She found herself tar, which very why in this case of the devil only b'tikas shachris machas tar is very very negeah. Why is it negeah? Classical case: a lady does a hefsek, she has a makir, right? So the psak is do hefsek, rishon v'shvi, which is hefsek day one and seven. Like sometimes, whatever. But people sometimes have some rishon v'shvi, and I've heard of cases the guy just did rishon v'shvi and didn't do hefsek. So gets a hefsek, reason of shvi. So she does hefsek, she does day one in the morning, then she brings it to the Rav, and ends up that hefsek was no good. So now what happens now? Can we count the day one in the beginning of the morning as a hefsek?
Yeah.
Or not? What?
Then you don't have
the
day one.
So you could be the next day. Can day one count? She's doing hefsek one and seven, so she's right. What do you say? What?
She's doing day one and seven. Two.
We'll discuss that. We'll get that. Fine. She did hefsek day one, so in the morning came all about, and so she only did hefsek day one. Then, now the question is, can we count day one in the morning as a hefsek or not? So according to, this is the machlokes is to be Yehuda and the Chacham. According to Yehuda, you can add. According to the Chacham, you could. How we pass? It's like the Ramah. The chinag and the chachila to do it ben hashmash is like a Yehuda. But the Eved, I feel like Bodka Rak Shachris. So that's my third side. But the Eved, he might do it but in the morning. That's going to be okay. Like the Shidis Chacham, like I said before. We're doing El Ravcha de Milsa. What?
You're on day one.
We're not on day one. Now we're in the Mesa Bavin. It's a Ravcha. The Milsa, if it's the Eved, if you do it only on the Eved. B'di'eved, if you do Dikra Shachas day one, it's going to be okay, and that'll be okay. Now, what does it mean, B'di'eved, you do on day one, it's going to be okay? So, obviously, if she did a hefsek, let's say Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, she did a Bidika, she brought the Maris to the Rav on Thursday. So they will tell her that, fine, go ahead, just do a bedikah on Thursday, and that'll be your day one. The question is, let's say she brought the Rav on Wednesday afternoon. Are we going to make Chayav to go ahead and do another bedikah or not?
Another bedikah, that'll be the day one.
They have stick. She did have stick Tuesday night, Wednesday morning she did day one. She brought the Maris to the Rav, like the thing you're supposed to do, she brought it right away. It was 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, after first Seder, 1:30, sorry. After first Seder, after Mincha. And Rav looks at the Maris, the half-stick's no good, the half-stick's no good, day one's good. So she would be chayver to go ahead and do another bedikah now.
Why don't you use day one as the half-stick last night?
The half-stick was no good. Day one, bedikah shachos was good. So what are we saying? What's the psak of the Rambam? If you do a bedikah shachos, what's the halacha? Bidiyah, but it's good.
Right.
So she go ahead and do another bedikah or not? Because why should you do something bidiyah? Bidiyah means what? What?
What's the show?
No, do a hefsek hayra. Finish much.
That day she never had a beer.
She did a hefsek in the morning.
She did a hefsek in. My, I'm way too complicated. You do a hefsek in the morning. She go do another hefsek for Benish Mashas. Let's keep it case simple. Sorry about the confusion. Okay? Yes or no?
Yes.
Saying Pashas, you should do it. But the evidence means Pashas, why? We do, you know, we're not doing things with the Yavet. Pashas, you should go ahead and do it again. You want to know if the lady has history of Makkas and she can't do Bedikas, or whoever stories why she can't do Bedikas? Shatz Achakis can be the Yavet Dami, and you would be mocking to be make of Avada, a regular moment situation. If you're before you did Bedikas in the morning, do Bedikas again, and make a Lamaila. If it's in a regular moment situation, if it's Shatz Achak, then Shatzachak is a class, Shatzachak is called Bidiyavit, and therefore you'll be able to go ahead and make it.
What if she came Thursday?
If she came Thursday, so now I'll be Mako Bidiyavit, because Bidiyavit were Mako. Bidiyavit means it happened already. Bidiyavit means it happened already. So if it happened already, she didn't get Shachris, it's after Shkia, they'll be Mako. If it didn't happen already, then it'll be okay. It has to be das for bedika. It doesn't have to be das for hasakai. I'm only ashamed of the kitchen. Now let's say, so Gemara has a shaila that let's say you were paska on the day which you're going to see. If you've seen a regular case, you saw a bunch of days. Let's say you saw only one day bilvad, and you want to do a hafsik. So that's a shaila on the Gemara. Hoksuk my pesuach. And it's a base now. The Gemara is a shaila. Hoksuk my pesuach. She only saw one day. What's going to be halacha? We said b'chikis rash, fix my mirajba. How we paskin? How's the chayav paskin? Rosi yamech b'avayu. So one day paskin beyond strikle of the katzon b'le'tachuk. She'shalom kavin ishmoshes. The chayav paskin is that if you only see one day b'vad, we're going to say that's hoksuk my pesuach, and it's not going to work, and therefore you can't go ahead and do a bedikah. What do you have to do then? Like the Mechaber, you have to do a Moich Tochek, and has to be the Korban HaShemash. So the Mechaber is asking, if you only see one day in the case of the Gemara, there you're going to have a Moich Tochek, the Gerdin, and Bedika is not going to work. It's like the Rambam, Bedi'eved, in podcasts with someone Ben HaShemash, someone says, Matera, happy Shalei HaMoich HaSukha Ben HaShemash. It's like the Rambam, Bedi'eved, if you don't do a Moich, you just do a Bedika, and the Minchal Maila, that's going to work. So Ramat Paskin Shachris, definitely no good. But the other Minchal Maila, and Mechaber's Paskin, you have to have a moich called. So what's what? So I'm going to get that. I don't know about that now. Maybe we'll have to have show again tomorrow. Now, what's the case of Rosh Yomech Bavad? What's the case of seeing one day? In fact, the Shachli, in terms of the Domain of Kim, was not Kim. I feel like Shiroi Kesem Ligan, Sujalantim Chamish Yomim. a lady who sees 5 days, who sees one time, you have to wait 5 days. So where, why should not bring down the halacha? You always have to wait 5 days. It's never negated that you have to see the day. But you see, zak tashach nafkamin heicha chazaras of teichem esfirasa. Somehow we saw during the sfira, kimus rasa gemechad me esfirasa, but because shachas amani after the diavet. Nafkamin is that she saw during the sfira, during the sfira, during the sfira, one day. Therefore, that's called Riyas HaMechad, and there, even with the Eved, you're gonna need a Mech. And as Zakta Shach, the case is, Shadav Saktaira, day five, start singing again. Over there, the Moich Dochik is gonna be Maker and Din. I don't do Moich Dochik, Maker and Din. Zakta Mechaber is no good. Mashing in Kointer Ramah, Kointer Ramah will be good with the Eved. Tarsus Shalom says maybe nafkamin is by a kala. Says the kala the lach is you have to wait the 5 days. Yes, and Kusli don't come in kala and Tarsus Miach to sickles. Tarsus is the 7 Nikiyam. Tarsus Shalom would say maybe nafkamin is by a kala. And a regular normal case, there would be a nafkamin. Just see if they're there. They're there? What? No one's there? Okay. What? Well, it's too much? Stop.
Why is that? Why is it
Kala doesn't have the chumrah. The only reason why you have a chumrah waiting 3 days is the 5 days is because of maybe she collected the shofar. Maybe she collected the shofar. Therefore, we want to say maybe not going to be by Kala. Yeah, so it's the Chazon Ish says a very simple case. Says, "But nafkamin is kabbalah about the yom al v'shachris." So maybe nafkamin is she did have sakaya first day. You do have sakaya first day. She did have sakaya first day, and she did bedika till yom vav, and she's starting to count a smach have sakaya on the first day. And there, it doesn't help. There's nafkamin means man says, "Let's say day one, someone wants to have sakaya. Does that work or not?" So the Chazon Ish about that works. Hefsektaira is very important to know. Hefsektaira doesn't have to be the day before you start your Zainakim. Like you have Hefsektaira today, start. Let's say you have Hefsektaira, forget to count. I ain't doing any B'dikas today. 1, 2, 3, 4. I ain't do B'dikas day number 5. So that could be day 1. Hefsektaira doesn't be right next to the. Doesn't have to be right next to the B'dikas. Zog the Chazon Ish, Nafkamina is, if you did Hefsektaira on the first day, and that's the question. Does it work chakras or does not work chakras? And that's what the Mechaber is saying. That's what the Chav is saying, that in the case where you did B'dika on day one, that would be not. Because the Shach's kasha was, how's in the gay at day one, we always wait 5 days. Shach says, talking about where you. The Shach says the case is not community, is where during the Zayin Kim starts singing again. The Shalom system, but like Kala, and the. And Chazon says somewhere we did B'dika on day one, and you waited 5 days in order to go ahead and do the do the B'dikas. What?
The
Shach said what?
No, the
Shach's Kasha. The Chazon Ish, as you said, starting on the Shach. The Shach means it's a very normal thing to do. Do you ever do that at home? It's not just a very normal thing to do. So therefore, like you know, it doesn't you know minastam. It's not the. That's not the case. So, kiss this. If you see one day it'll come out, this is my point. If you see one day it'll come out, according to Mechaber, Mekar Din, you have to have a Moich. And according to Ramah, B'diavid, where's the Megaya? A lady sees during Zanakin. So, it'll come out in that situation. According to Mechaber, Moich is Mekar Din. And even according to Ramah, it's B'diavid, we do something, it's supposed to be good. But, Lachachila won't be. Is that enough? Yeah? Okay, so maybe we'll continue tomorrow then.